Experts say that December is a peak time for cardiovascular issues and that more people die from heart attacks between Christmas and New Year's Day than any other period throughout the year. What exactly about the holidays puts extra strain on our hearts? Well, to explain, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Gregory Marcus, professor of medicine in the Division of Cardiology at UCSF. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
What is holiday heart syndrome?
Well, holiday heart syndrome refers very specifically to this phenomenon where alcohol appears to trigger a very common heart rhythm disturbance called atrial fibrillation. There is some other evidence that over the holidays, especially in December, there seems to be a higher risk of a heart attack, that being an abrupt blood flow to the heart that leads to cell death of the heart, which is different than atrial fibrillation. So, in fact, there are a number of various adverse consequences for the cardiovascular system that have been described. The best evidence favors this relationship between especially excessive alcohol and this common heart rhythm disturbance, atrial fibrillation.
All right. So people are going to parties and get-togethers, and they're having maybe one or two too many. So it seems like you might advise, hey, just don't drink so much.
Correct. Generally, for people who do not already have a diagnosis of atrial fibrillation, I tend to advise avoiding more than one and certainly more than two drinks in a 24-hour period. There are many harmful effects that have been very well described, very well established from drinking more than two drinks in 24 hours.
And is this affecting men more than women or vice versa? And what age group?
Well, it can affect any age group. In fact, I see patients with this rhythm that we tend to see in older people, in very young people that have consumed alcohol in excess. The risk does rise with age. It is a little higher in men. But the relationship or the effect of alcohol on this common rhythm seems to be fairly ubiquitous throughout the population.
All right. So if someone goes to a party and they have a few of these drinks, can you reverse course? Is there anything you can take or drink more water or eat a lot of bread to soak it up, or too late, just don't continue doing it?
Yeah, unfortunately, this is an active area of investigation, but the cat is essentially out of the bag if one develops atrial fibrillation due to alcohol. There are many treatments for atrial fibrillation, but there's no known way to mitigate that risk that comes from drinking too much alcohol.
All right. So your patients, you tell them as you go into the holidays, just ease up or maybe don't even drink. That is hard for some people. There's a lot of stress around the holidays. Do you think that factors into making or having people drink a little bit more?
It might, all things in moderation. I tend to try to counsel my patients to embrace their stress, as running away from it can, or trying to just tamp it down can actually make it worse, but rather to experience and try to spin it into a positive frame if they can. Physical activity is another great way and very healthy way to relieve stress, but certainly drinking in excess is not.
You know, we have the cardiologist, you're the expert, so let's just expand out for a moment. I know we've been talking specifically about this one syndrome, but, you know, for years we've heard, oh, a little red wine is actually good for you. People who don't drink, should they all of a sudden take it up, or is it okay to not drink, and is it really that all good for you?
Yeah, this is an extraordinarily important question that has never been tested in a randomized trial. So everything is inferred from methods that we would generally consider inferior when we're trying to really determine causal effects. The evidence suggests essentially equal harm and benefit among people who drink regularly and lightly, so in moderation, meaning really no more than one drink per day. I wouldn't recommend starting drinking to those that don't prefer to do so. I certainly, again, as we've already talked about, strongly recommend avoiding drinking in excess. We have long been trying to convince grant reviewers to fund a randomized trial where people would be randomly assigned to drinking a day versus not. That's the only way to really determine causal effects. And right now, all I can say is, well, there's some evidence. It's all observational, meaning that it's hypothesis generating. There's nothing that has been proven regarding the overall benefits versus risk of drinking just one drink a day. The one major caveat is, while there may be benefits to drinking one drink a day, that should not be used to justify drinking or drinking in excess.
All right. Well, this is fascinating, and do come back if they finally get some of those studies done. We really appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Gregory Marcus, professor of medicine in the Division of Cardiology at the University of California, San Francisco.